3JCA, monitoring 610.
4ACS, good morning again, Richard.
Morning, I came back from breakfast and the other repeater was dead, so I came back over here.
Around 610, something like that, is when we're generally done. Ken's at work and I've made the vehicle switch and I've crossed the state line and I can get back on the 610 now. I have to go around a mountain that's in the way between me and the 610 is the reason we jump on that other repeater.
Have to build you guys a shortcut.
Mountains are a blessing and they're a curse at the same time.
Yeah, I know when, before I stopped driving myself, I had a Ford Expedition, one of the bigger trucks, and I hated driving it up there around the mountains. I took my wife up to Asheville and to Dollywood and so forth a couple years back, and I just glad I'm not driving the mountains anymore.
Doesn't bother me, but I can see where they would be a problem if you weren't used to them every day like that.
How much snow or ice they get, but I'm in a power chair, and that's always been my fear, because when I lived in Delaware, it wasn't too hilly, but still, I had a truck that I was in one day slide on ice, clear ice that we didn't see. And I was just thankful that I didn't get hit by any other vehicle or the truck didn't flip. It was going up the highway and apparently hit the ice, and all of a sudden my truck is doing a 360 several times, and then it kind of just went off the side of the road and rolled up the hill, came to a stop, put it back in four-wheel drive and turned around and went home. I was on my way to a ski trip, but I can imagine myself in my power chair and hitting a hill or something with ice, and of course the power chair and the weight of it just sliding down the ice, I can't control it.
That wouldn't be a good situation, and like you say, the best thing for that is to not allow yourself to get put in that situation.
So, yeah, I wouldn't mind living though on a mountain. Put up a nice 100-foot tower and an antenna, and if you're on the very top, about 4,000 feet, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice, something like that. But I live down in the valley, and right up against the side of the mountain, about 20 foot out my back door is a 300 to 500-foot cliff, and straight up, so you ain't it's hard to get over that at times.
Another 4 or 5 years, and a lot of stuff is actually starting to switch over to digital, and with these hotspots now, I tell you what, I have an Anytone 878 and a 578 UV Plus for the base mobile, and I run a little hotspot, and I will tell you that I loved HF when I could get on it and set up my own antennas, but being able to talk to other countries now, like you and I are talking now, clear, no static, no propagation, no up and down, everything's basically over the internet, through the hotspot, and you can take this mobile in the truck and hook it up to your phone, as long as you have internet or cellular service, I mean, you've got good, clear communication all the time.
Yeah, I have the 878 UV Plus. I don't have the 2. I've got the first one. And I've got the SkyBridge hotspot. So I've been dipping my toe with the DMR and playing with it a little bit. Still don't know a whole lot about it.
I don't claim to be an expert, but over the last week I've helped about 5 or 6 people with code plugs. There's a gentleman that's 75 years old that was on here. His code plug or whatever, not code plug, hotspot he went to power it up, and it says initializing, and it's stuck on initializing. He could still get on there, and we can still communicate, and he can get into the dashboard, but it doesn't go and let it show him the screen as normal. And as it turned out, I'll let the repeater drop and catch again. As it turned out, that the same thing happened to mine, like 2 days before I was talking to this guy. So, of course, I re-imaged an SD card and put it all back in, and then my hotspot's up and running. And so I helped this guy re-image a card, and I sent him one with his all of his information. And so all he has to do is just plug the card in, and it should put him back in his, on the system.
Talking to quite a few guys about DMR on the 610 here, and you know quite a bit. Don't sell yourself short.
You know, I've been in electronics and ham radio for so long, and I used to work for a radio repair shop and used to repair stuff down to the component level, and you know, that we were even doing those surface mount resistors and stuff like that. So, and it's kind of good to get back into the hobby. For the longest time I was out of it, and just trying to keep my brain active, and everything else is falling apart, but I might as well try to keep what I have up top there. But yeah, so I tell people, I'm no particular to any one type of DMR radio. I just happen to choose that one. I had a 380 before, and when I first got in, it was like pulling teeth to get people to help, and it was brand new, and nobody wanted to help. It was like trial and error and learn it yourself, so I just put it aside, and then when these came out, I jumped in on the Anytones, and I'm telling you, I love it.
My only drawback for it is I can't hit any of the repeaters locally. I have to go through my hotspot. Now, when I'm traveling down here in my route, I can hit the repeaters with my HD. But I would love to be able to use it in both places, on the tool truck and at home, and not have to carry the hotspot back and forth all the time. I'm always concerned of unplugging it and not being able to shut it down before you do. It's just going to mess something up.
I can solve that problem for you, because, believe it or not, there's a shutdown command that you can issue from your handheld to shut down your power spot, and then 30 seconds later, you can unplug it safely.
Well, I might have to get that from you. That would be great. That way I could use it in the tool truck and at home instead of having to have two hot spots.
Well, I'm on here pretty much throughout the day, so give me a jingle, and I'll give you my phone number, and you can give me a call or whatever, or I can call you. And the biggest thing is to make sure you have backed up your code plug, number one. Not code plug, your hotspot. Use the backup and restore command. Download the config file. And if you haven't done so, I'd get a few extra SD cards and re-image those cards with the PiStar software. And if you don't know how to do that, I can walk you through that. And just to have a couple on hand, and then get them all set up. And everything is in your actual digital dashboard now. I just have to go in there, and I think it's three or four things that you have to change, and I can walk you through it.
I'd love some help, because just like you were saying, finding somebody to help with a lot of this stuff is just, it's hard sometimes. So I would love some help. But if you've got something to write with, I'll give you my phone number. I'm driving right now, so I can't take yours.
Comment. Good morning, Richard. This is KO4WWC-Tampa. Patrick, I just sent Richard your contact information so that you didn't have to announce it over the air.
County, Chandler. And good morning. I didn't know what happened to you earlier.
I was on 85 and I had my knees going, so I didn't want to continue to talk under the table with my knees.
But Richard, Chandler, I am getting ready to pull into my first stop for the day, so I'm going to say 73s for now. And it's good to talk to both of you. And I'll be back on shortly. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
All right, Patrick, 73. And I did get the information from Chandler. Thank you very much, Chandler. KA3JCA.
Is that 73, Patrick? Stay safe. If I'm not too busy, I may be back on here, but there's no telling right now because I don't know what we'll be doing yet. But either way, when I get off work, I'll be on the repeater. 73, Steve Patrick. Have a good day. Richard, how you doing, sir?
Fine. Chandler, I'm sorry to wake you up last night there. I didn't think it was too late, but then I realized that the type of work you do and you're out there in the heat and the sun and on the asphalt and so forth, it can wear you out, and with the long ride home, and yeah, I can see how you turn in early, because there's nights that, I mean, I'm not even out, and I turn in at 7 or 8 o'clock, and then I'm out cold, so I understand. I apologize for that last night.
Problem, buddy. It's not a problem whatsoever. It didn't bother me. I was still in the process going to sleep, so you're fine. I just, this job starts at 7 this morning, so I wanted to be sure I got plenty of time to sleep and rest before I had to get up early and do what I needed to do.
Can understand that, sir. Is it like an hour drive to your work every day?
Depending on where they need us at, yeah. But there'll be some times I'll only have to go 15 minutes away from my house, so. It just depends on the location, sir. It depends on the location.
Hey, were you able to download that SCDOT space 511 app to see what I was talking about?
Actually, I did not do that yet. Let me grab my phone and I'll do that right now.
3JCA standing by.
Got it. And I love the camera footage. It's actually live. It's clear. I'm looking at 85 northbound at mile marker 87, the SC85 bus. And it appears to be that traffic is moving smoothly.
But I love that, especially when I know that it's starting to slow down or traffic's getting, because I don't have the GPS radar that tells you that there's a collision or something up ahead in my vehicle. So, but I can actually go to the camera and start looking at the cameras at the mile marker. And like I said, you're already at work, so you'll see that if you went through some of the cameras as the sun's coming up to the east, if you're looking toward the north, you'll see how the sun kind of reflects off the lens, and it makes it hard to see. And then same goes for coming home, coming south in the evening. But usually you can find a camera that's showing the road. You know, like if you're going south, you might see a camera that's facing north that shows the southbound lane and vice versa. But it tells you on the screen which way the camera is facing, and it tells you, like, the lane closest to you is headed south or north.
Roger that. It says directly the camera footage that closest traffic is headed north. So, I like this app. It seems. Thank you for taking.
Check your battery real quick. Make sure it's charged, because you dropped in and out like the battery was dying. It was like going in and out, in and out.
Thank you, sir. fingers were slipping off the head of night, the 50 top. That was why.
Well, Chandler, you have a good day at work. I didn't mean for my wife to get up, but she just got up, so I'm going to go talk with her this morning real quick. And because she starts her new job tomorrow, so I'm going to spend our last day. We're going to find something to do today and probably end up cleaning the house again, but just go spend some time with her. That's what I'm planning on doing. KO4WWZ, KA3JCA.
Roger that. Well, you had the best day of your life. I'll say 73, and I won't be on the side listening in case there's any stations that wants to have a too soon with the time I have left. KO4WWZ, I'll be standing by.